Blog Talk Radio. and funky. Happy Motivating Monday, Coach Shock Entertainment Reports. I hope you are, that's a good workout song, a great, great master mix by one of my SoundCloud friends whom I follow, Martin Smith. It's called the Prince MPG Master Mix. And if that's not motivating, I don't know what is. Definitely a great workout song, exercise songs, and just great. And, of course, before that, you heard my friend Mars Mills. Become a part of the Mars Mills Experience by liking his fan page at Facebook, the Mars Mills Experience. That was To Be Loved. And, of course, Imprint, who is based in the UK, in London. Amazing song that I played on 4th of July. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. She has a beautiful voice. And check her out at the Reverb Nation. And I figured it was great to play that song with the Summer Olympics 2012, not far from us. And then she's also based in London, you know, so why not? And, of course, kicked off the show with Running Around by Mars Mills. But I was like, wait a second, I need to play something really, really up-tempo. And I had been digging these master mixes out, and I was like, why not? I'll play this master mix and really get you grooved up and just ready and motivated. And those of you that are exercising and working out and really been looking like for a song to work out to this morning, that's your song. That's your master mix to work out to, you know, really. So, wow, it's so much to talk about that I'm almost speechless. Happy birthday. Today is your birthday. Today is one of my favorite, favorite, favorite rhythm and blues artists' birthday today, Millie Jackson. Yes, I love Millie Jackson since I'm in Mississippi. Now, we ought to be in Mississippi to love the blues. But Millie Jackson, I love many other female blues singers, but Millie Jackson, with all of her watchiness, I have always loved them from her lyrics, her very mature lyrics. Back when I was a little girl, I was grooving to Millie Jackson and grooving to her. I love her music. I love just her whole persona. And today she is 68 years young, so shout out to Millie Jackson, the one and only. If you don't know anything about Millie Jackson, I advise you to Google and just check out everything about her because she is so awesome. Oh, my God. I would love to have her as a guest on the show. I'm going to have Charlie Pride on also. Because if you've been listening to the show from the beginning, remember that profile show I did regarding Charlie Pride. We also have a lot of news regarding Charlie Pride also. So on Weekend Edition this weekend on Saturday night, I was pretty much going to be a show about being updated on current news stories regarding entertainment and music, entertainment and lifestyle stories, but pretty much focusing on entertainment and music news, what's going on with different artists and musicians and et cetera, of different genres, update on, you know, news stories regarding them. Condolences go out to Stallone and his family regarding the weekend death of his son, Sage. That is sad because he was also scheduled to get married this past weekend also. So they said it wasn't foul play or anything, nor suicide, so I guess it was just an accidental overdose. So condolences go out to the entire Stallone family. And, you know, those of us that are big, big-time fans and supporters of Sylvester Stallone and his family. And where is his mom? I love his mom, Sylvester Stallone's mom. So she is awesome. But, yeah, so that's very sad news. But there's been a shakeup going on at American Idol, has it not been? So I wonder who the new judges would be. So that's a hot show. The American Idol tour stops here in Jackson, Mississippi at the end of the month, July 30th. Jackson Music Awards would be the day the night before. Gospel is usually that Sunday night, and the Jackson Music Awards, which I had not been to in ages, would be. But you never know, I might attend this one. I always say might, don't I? but I might. Lynn Williams will be a guest at this year's Jackson Music Awards, which is scheduled for Monday, July 30th. And like I said before, the American Idol Tour will be stopping at the Mississippi State Coliseum and Fairground on July 31st. I know the tickets went on sale for that particular concert. Tickets sold out like in literally 10 minutes. I guess that's how they sell out nationwide. But I just thought about it, you know. And then, of course, even though they're in the midst of getting ready for the next season, also hoping holding auditions for Ages. And then Ryan, you know, he's part of the NBC sports team, so we will be seeing him covering the Olympics. Love to get him on the show. Shout out to Ryan Seacrest, too. Just awesome. He's an awesome supporter of mine and of the show. And just thank you so much, Ryan, for being an awesome supporter to your home, to your southern home, girl. Because, you know, Ryan is a native of Dunwoody, Georgia, outside of Atlanta. And one thing I love about Ryan Seacrest is that he is like a, I don't know if some of you realize this, but those of you that really keep up with his work as a producer and as a humanitarian and has been a powerhouse media mogul, he's very down to earth and do so many good things in not only his home state and city and the city of Atlanta, but also all across America, and I guess I assume all over the world also. In London, don't you want to try to keep Ryan when he's over there covering the Summer Olympics. So I can't wait to check out his coverage and the whole team coverage, and plus the awesome interviews that we will see in regards to the team. I'm sure he will really get some really great interviews while over there. And it's still a lot of controversy over the uniforms not being made in America. So, you know, wow. But they say for the next Olympic, for the next Olympics that will be held, they will most definitely make sure that they will be made. I believe I heard that report be made here in America. And I'm looking at the switchboard. A lot of times I go off of the switchboard because I still don't have my phone, my MyTouch phone storage cleaned up, or have gotten a new phone to replace it. So I have to leave my switchboard to check out like breaking news or emails or chit chat on my social networking sites. So I'm looking at the switchboard, and also I'm going to the chat room, but then I'm going to leave the switchboard. I don't want to miss anybody's call in case some of you decide to call and talk about some breaking news, because there's been some sports news going on. Jason Kidd dealing with this DUI, and there's been a lot of my Facebook friends, in the particular one that made it obvious, kind of teed off at Carmelo Anthony regarding something that he said. I guess it's something in regard to the Jeremy Lin situation. So I really don't know everything. So if you know like the 411 on what's going on, please call in and let's talk about that also. But must again congratulate Drew Brees and the Saints for coming to an agreement. He is a $100 million man, and I tweeted him and congratulated him, letting him know that Jackson, Mississippi remains to love him, and also the whole Who Dat Nation, because, you know, this Who Dat country, you know, we love our Cowboys, we love our Who Dat Nation also. And so I know that Prince song just got me really, really hyped. I really was, like, motivated and so on. And I'm a happy-go-lucky person, but I have my blah moments and my blah days. So I'm going to be, you know, honest. I'm human. I that's why I love you all so much, the supporters of the show and the listeners and my real-life friends and my online friends and those that are real supportive also. And those that are real honest, but at the same time uplifting. Because otherwise you can be other ways. And that makes me think about something that I want to share during the show before it's over, a newsletter that I had received from Denise Austin. Because, you know, she's one of my favorite personal trainers and have been since I was a teenager. And that's one thing that she shared in this morning's newsletter, as in being positive and how important it is to share positivity with others. You know, so being positive. It's just like a smile. Smiles are contagious because a person could be frowning and you could be like generally smiling. And if they see your smile, they'll get a little smile on their face also. So that's the same thing also regarding a positive mentality and a positive attitude. And I didn't realize well, my favorite people was on Shopping Network this past weekend. Anthony was on the HHN celebrating their 35th birthday. And another favorite Anthony of mine, Anthony Robbins, Tony Robbins, was on QVC Saturday night. I did not even know the schedule, and I just clicked on there, and there was Tony Robbins, because this was his last summer appearance before in the fall time. So I was glad to see that. Tony Robbins, I mean, is always encouraging. I ran in my mouth, and guests have been in the chat room, Ebony Empress, and there's a guest in the chat room now. And hello to those in the chat room and those that have been going in and out of the chat room. It's a Motivating Monday. Feel free to call in. I'm going to leave the switchboard in a few for about 20 minutes so I can read more regarding celeb birthdays and other news. And Mitt Romney, there are reports from, especially 16 WAPT News has been reporting that Mitt Romney is scheduled to come to the capital city of Mississippi here in Jackson, Mississippi today. But the media won't be, well, you know, the coverage, unless they really get the 411 on it, coverage will be limited. Because they have been attempting to find out from the campaign team the reports regarding Mitt Romney's appearance here in Jackson, and they cannot disclose that information because they're not public events, they're not public appearances. He's scheduled to drop into Jackson, to the metro area, regarding three private invitation-only fundraising events. And I've seen in the media stories that he is scheduled to be in, but he and the president both have busy schedules. But Mitt Romney, I didn't see anything, not even on the website, regarding the private fundraisers. And because I get, you know, of course I get my emails and my information, and also from all the GOP organizations that I'm a part of locally. And I didn't see anything regarding where they're private fundraisers, you know, so an invitation only. But, and then if I did know, I probably couldn't disclose the information to you all because 9 times out of 10, private fundraisers are held at private homes. I know in other areas, they're usually held at private homes too, or there's certain places. But usually when presidential candidates come to Jackson, they're usually at private homes. So if I did know, I couldn't disclose it over the air on my internet show anyway, you know. So some things you have to keep confidential. You know, I could say, yeah, I have heard also that he's going to be at a private residence. But 9 times out of 10, when we hear that a presidential candidate will be in town, we pretty much know that they're going to be at a private residence of some sort. That's usually how it rolls, you know. Sometimes it might be at a restaurant or somewhere, but usually at a private residence. I know during the last campaign, Bush came for a couple of private fundraisers, and they were at private residences, and security detail was so strong because he was the incumbent president at the time also, and so the detail, and people had to detour, and because I was in like the area at a library in the neighborhood that he was attending the dinner that day, and I remember when Bush had came in town, but during the last campaign, and people had to reroute and change a lot of things that weren't involved with the fundraiser because of security and so on, because he was the president at the time, and so on. So we're going to really kick into it and talk about Walk Off the Weight also. I think I'm going to talk about Walk Off the Weight also in case someone calls in. But before that, I am going to play another song, another inspiring, motivating song, and that's by Oki Riki, Daydreamer.
Don't be afraid to dream out loud.
That was Karen and Sharon, a motivating song by my favorite reggae band, Dread Days, based in L.A., and Okie Ricky, which is a Savannah, Georgia-based artist, multi-talented singer-songwriter, Okie Ricky. That was Daydreamer, motivating song. Love these guys. It's amazing, amazing, amazing. If you missed my talk with another motivating, honest, blunt artist this past weekend, I'm talking about True God, you can tweet him at True God Immortal, then you definitely need to check it out because we had awesome talk. It's amazing. His new album, DOA, and his new baby girl arrived on the same day, this past Thursday, where we were made available. His album, DOA, dropped on July 7th, but was not available on both Amazon and iTunes to Thursday, the same day his baby girl was scheduled to be born and was born. I mean, she was born scheduled to be born on July 7th. Really, both were scheduled to come into the world on July 7th, but ironically, they came this past Thursday. So we had a fantastic talk, and great for those that are big fans and supporters of True God. And he also is a cohort of mine because he's cohort of Wrestling Heads here on blogtalkradio.com/Wrestling Heads. And they have an awesome interview scheduled with one of the most reputable wrestling managers there is this coming up Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. So he will be kicking off his very own Blog Talk Radio show in September. But if you missed the interview, it's an awesome interview, great interview. For those that just love great music or would like to know more about his music, and then also learning a lot about the music industry, the ups and downs and what people, and just stepping out on faith. That's one thing I love about talking with these different artists and different business professionals and just different, this show is an entertainment lifestyle show, so just talking to people of different backgrounds because we all deal with lifestyle entertainment topics on a daily basis, and Jay Williams, awesome, awesome, awesome. Looking forward to his return also in the near future because we had technical difficulties out during our last talk. So there's a lot of things on his mind, and he definitely likes to talk about his life with God and also his trials and tribulations, his successes, just being a multi-talented artist. Just fantastic, fantastic people that I just love talking with. And shout out to David Harrison Levy, the Star Maker. The Star Maker is interested in being a American Idol judge also. So he's a Star Maker, so why not? And I would like to work on there too, Ryan. But really, seriously, I think this would be great. I thought about that, and he's been publicly stating that he would definitely like to be considered as one of the next judges on American Idol. And, you know, Steve Tyler and Jennifer Lopez both are focusing on their work projects that they're working on. Steven Tyler, as you know, he and his band are releasing a new album in a few months, and, you know, they have to prepare for their tour and other appearances. And Jennifer Lopez, I think she has different projects within the different genres that she work in also, obviously. And so, and then they also talked that Jackson would stay with American Idol, but he probably will assume the role of a mentor type position. And so I think all of that is great news. But again, if you are just joining us, this is so awesome since the show has been upgraded. And thank you. I have not been getting any negative feedback, but definitely, definitely still in developmental stages. But if you are just not joining us and for this morning's episode, thank you so much. This is Motivating Monday, Culture Shock Entertainment Report, and we're talking about fantastic, hot entertainment lifestyle topics and stories. And, of course, the past month we've been reviewing the book written by Prevention.com Fitness Director Michelle Stanton. And I have extended the invitation to Michelle Stanton to come on the show, and I shared with her that we have been reviewing her book, for the past month, walk off weight, book and journal. All you have to do is visit prevention.com and order your book. And I've also tweeted and shared, like, different articles and different websites this morning regarding that topic in itself, walking, and how walking is so beneficial for not only those that that is beneficial for everybody, people that are already fit and do work out, to people that want to start and want to start by doing something aerobic like walking. And I've shared a lot of info this morning, and I'll share more. And you please don't hesitate to share. And I invite you to call in to talk about the benefits that you have seen and experienced regarding walking, either upgrading your walking program or just walking. I was reading a story this morning where a lady has been walking just like in her neighborhood for the past year, and she she walked in her neighborhood for a year, and she lost 60 pounds just from walking regularly in her neighborhood, and she, you know, kept the weight off also, so she lost like 60 pounds within a year of just walking, you know, effectively walking. So I've shared info, and something I've seen this morning, TV.fitness.com, fitness magazine, they have like this really interesting site with videos galore on it. And I haven't registered for it yet, but awesome. You know, so that is something awesome to check out also. And WebMD has a wealth of information regarding the health benefits of walking, from light walking to power walking. You know, so I'm a person, I love power walking. I love walking, I love power walking, I love light jogging. You know, I have been a jogger and loved to run before. That was before I, you know. But my niece in Dallas, she is the runner. She runs marathons and to stay in shape and so on in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Brian Cuban, you know, he runs marathons also. But walking is very effective, like walking, power walking, jogging. Very effective, very good. Bicycling, I ran across Sparkle today at sparklepeople.com. There's an exercise, you know, when you get in the position of bicycling on your back with your legs up. There's an awesome, I have to check it out. I've always loved the exercise. I've always loved bicycling. I need a bike. I love stationary bikes, regular bikes. But there's an awesome exercise that Spark People shared today regarding, you know, the bicycling exercise. I have yet looked at it, so I'm not talking in detail all about it because I just know I received it, and then I quickly posted it on my social networking pages also. So that's pretty cool. But again, thank you. I've been in the chat room. Now I'm getting ready to head to my emails and Facebook page. But I want to, again, thank you for your unconditional feedback and your love and support. And I've been having a blast just networking with you online on various Facebook pages. Inbox messages, private messages, chatting, been amazing. And I love it. I honestly love it when we can discuss things in a mature way from different angles. You know, that's really cool. As long as people don't get mean and mean-spirited and have like the stalker mentality, everything's all cool. Because we're not supposed to be all on the same, I mean, thinking and saying the same things like robots, right? It's important for us to share different perspectives and different thoughts and bring up new ideas or inventive ideas and ways of doing things or different thing ways of looking at things. But I've been looking at the switchboard, been checking out the chat room, so I'm getting ready to leave the page and check out emails and a Facebook page to see what's going on. Numero uno, I've been rolling. My body is transforming, but my pounds aren't dropping the way they should. Honestly, I haven't been on a scale in about a week and a half because I was like, oh, my pounds aren't really going anywhere. But my body is doing things in a good way, and I notice it, and I feel it, and other people notice it, but I'm not, the pounds, my metabolism is getting back on track, but the pounds aren't dropping away. I want them to. And I wrote on my Facebook status last night, though, you know, I have always loved eating, living a healthy lifestyle. And some habits I need to resume, and I'm loving learning new habits also. But one thing I figured out, if you pretty much focus on a healthy lifestyle, that's if you need to gain weight, lose weight, or just want to improve your way you eat and live, it's focused on living a healthier life. And I believe once I don't think about dropping pounds and just live healthy and eat healthy and exercise properly and so on, I believe that before I know it, before I even realize it, that's when the pounds would drop off, when I'm not, like, thinking, oh, I need to drop these pounds. But it's what have always been important to me also is this transformation. But, you know, dropping the pounds, flattening the stomach is so important. And I noticed my stomach is flattening. My body is transforming. But for some reason, I feel like the pounds aren't dropping the way that they should be. But like I said, I haven't been on the scale in about a week and a half or 2 weeks. So I pray that something has happened. There's been a lot of news. But I'm checking out my any breaking news emails that I might have received. And I heard that NASCAR has a new NASCAR Classics, a new brand in respect to the heritage of NASCAR. And I posted on my Facebook page also, and so when I can read it verbatim to you, I will. But some of you might want to know that. I always love car racing and NASCAR and et cetera. But just checking out some info right quick. Oh, Mitt Romney has loaded up a new video, and it's about political payoffs and middle class layoffs. And it says that middle class families are struggling in the Obama economy. Instead of working to restore their economic security, President Obama is too busy rewarding his biggest donors. And so I'm looking at this new video that Mitt Romney YouTube channel has just uploaded, and I am going to tweet it out, and I am going to favorite on my page. My YouTube channel is youtube.com/CultureShock Inc. KULTUREESHOK. I also have one for my Mark business, and that is Beth Mark Girl Rep. But I am posting this new video right now. You might can hear it, because I don't have the volume turned now. But it's a new campaign ad. His campaign, and both have been pointing fingers at each other, but we pretty much want to hear their platforms and what their intentions are. Right, that's what we want to hear, regardless of our political affiliations, if any. But as American citizens and those that live and work in America, and even those that don't. Because of the job, the rate of the jobs, you know, everybody's not working. So I posted this on Facebook, and I'm getting ready to put it out on Tumblr. If I put it on my Tumblr page, it's going to connect to all of my other social networking pages. And my Tumblr account is, please follow me if you're not following me, is my Tumblr account is Tumblr. Oh, I've heard about this. Romney was singing or something. Is tumblr.com, KULTURESHOKENT, Beth. That's my Tumblr account. And on Pinterest, you can follow me at Pinterest, PINTERESTcom KULTURESHOKBETH. I am in awe of Pinterest, like I am in awe of us Breecast. And Pinterest is so awesome. And I've said this before, but back in January, when one of my Facebook friends sent me, mentioned Pinterest to me, I was like, what are you talking about? What is a Pinterest? I thought Pinterest was like his own website. But because, you know, creating your own boards and stuff, it's like your very, very own. So I thought that was very interesting. I want to share that information from Denise Austin. But I've shared something similar to what I'm about to say to you a few weeks ago, but this is from Walk Off Weight Journal. And this is about cell phone chatting. The wow factor. This is from page 273 at the bottom of week 16. A study from the University of Illinois shows that pedestrians who walk through virtual streets while talking on a cell phone, even hands-free, were more distracted. They took 25% longer to cross streets and were as much as 15% more likely to be in an accident than those who walk while listening to music. So it's still smart to carry a cell phone in case of an emergency, but if you want to talk, walk with another person. So that is a note in Walk Off Weight. And I mentioned that before, so I just find it very important to mention it again. And I'm looking at some Drew Brees news from New Orleans Saints, email that I have received from the New Orleans Saints. Nike is the official outfitter of the New Orleans Saints. And celebrate by picking up his official gear also. So visit NewOrleansSaints.com for more information. And New Orleans Saints headquarters and work and facilities are located in Metairie, Louisiana, which you know, New Orleans, Louisiana Saints, located at 500 Airline Drive, Metairie, Louisiana, 7003, because you know it's time for summer camp at our different respective camp locations. So they're like showing different Saints items that you can get. Saints Drew Brees record-breaking collage with the game-used turf. And there's a Saints Drew Brees bobblehead. There's the Saints Drew Brees game jersey. The Saints Drew Brees record-breaking collectible corn card. So that was an email that I got from the New Orleans Saints also. And have you all seen the footage that they've shown? Coach having fun, partying in the Bahamas. When I was shouting out people in the Bahamas, Coach was in the Bahamas having fun. Celebrating. I see where Spark People has this awesome simple summer salmon. I love salmon. I know I'm not alone. But I'm just checking out some info that I need to share with you all. Cousin Linda sends me awesome emails. Now, tomorrow we're going to be talking about effective discount shopping. And be honest, that is one of the most popular shows that I have, shows on topics of discount shopping. And please don't hesitate and don't be shy to call in and share some of your favorite shopping tips and coupon shopping and discount shopping and haggling tips also from shopping from cars to grocery shopping and shopping for clothing, etc. Okay? So, my goodness. There's a particular email that I'm looking for, but I've posted on my Facebook page, so I think I'm going to have to go that route. I don't want to get too quiet on air while I'm looking for something. Oh, well, here's the Denise Austin email that I want to share with you all regarding being positive, how important it is. And if this being Motivating Monday, it's good to share this on this topic. And Denise Austin's newsletter starts off saying, "Welcome to Morning Stretch with Denise Austin." But get your daily advice and tips and inspiration from America's favorite fitness expert. And she talks about six ways to spread positivity. And she talks about her program is all about accentuating the positives in your life and building on them to become healthier and happier. And she hopes that everyone is feeling happy about themselves and their efforts, and that how important it is to share your positivity and vibes. I'm saying it's good vibes with others. Like Dre Day said, it's eerie vibes, you know, how important it is to share that. And this is it, 6 ways to spread positivity. Most of us respond better to encouragement than we do to criticism. That is true. I think most of us agree to that. No one likes to be reprimanded about what they're doing wrong or told what they shouldn't do, but few people would pass up a kind word from others that reinforces a good choice they've made. She talks about her online program is all about accentuating the positives in one's life and building on them to become healthier, stronger, and happier for the rest of your life. It's about embracing the beauty of a rainbow of fruits and vegetables, the pure physical joy of activity, and the confidence that comes with taking control of the aspects of your life that you can control, what is beyond our control. I hope you are feeling positive about yourself and your efforts so far to truly live well. Today, think about how you can share that positivity with others, how you can reinforce their good choices and inspire them to live well too. And then she says, here are a few ideas. And this is from DeniseAuston.com. This is her newsletter, and it's entitled 6 Ways to Spread Positivity. And here are a few ideas that she shares. Help your children develop the good habits of healthy eating and physical activity at early age by setting an example yourself. I myself don't have any children. You know, I have a son that died right after birth when I was 19. But just, you know, your loved ones and people around you, if it's children from an early age, help set an example. I definitely was taught how to eat healthy at a very young age and how to eat lean meats and fruits and vegetables. And to this day, I still love to eat healthy fruits and vegetables. So that is a true point. I can say I might not have any children of my own, but being a child before and also being exposed to healthy eating habits and being an active child, I find this to be true, you know. Show your kids, and also being a person that loves to be around people, period, also, yeah, this is true. Show your kids how much you enjoy eating fruits and vegetables, and how much fun preparing them can be. And that's to your loved ones, adults, and all, to me, because I'm amazed at some people that I know that do not like fruits and vegetables. They either strictly eat, they're very finicky, well, I won't say finicky, but they strictly eat certain foods, like just meat or just bread or just certain things. But show your kids how much you enjoy eating fruits and vegetables and how much fun preparing them can be. Explore the different colors, textures, and tastes with them and encourage them to come up with creative combinations, find their own favorites, and join you in preparing dishes. And I think that's good for people generally, because I'm amazed at some people that they think certain foods are nasty or they don't like the texture of certain foods, but, you know, let people know, hey, try this or try that. You know, there are some foods that I need to still, that I need to try that I'm sure I will love. You know, if I don't, I won't continue to eat them. invite a friend or a family member to try a new exercise class with you or to go for a scenic walk someplace new. Instead of telling your husband that he can't watch sports on TV or play video games, suggest a fun, engaging physical activity that you can do together. And, you know, you can replace that with any loved one, husband or not. You know, if your best friend is overweight, listen to what she or he says about their self-image. Empathize with that person and tell that person you love and accept them no matter what size they may be. And help that person on their weight loss journey. As you all know, I'm on that chubby to fit journey that I've been on. And, you know, I'm doing pretty good. My mindset, and I'm being open and telling you all how I feel. And I thank those that come to me and share with me their experiences also. Cook a healthy treat to bring to work and share with your colleagues rather than a typical cookies, cake, or pie. And, you know, you all heard Belinda Bostick and I talk about body image and self-image and how, you know, sometimes it's best to be offered or to offer healthier forms of food than guilty pleasure type food. So that is the newsletter. And by it being Monday, Motivating Monday here on Culture Shock Entertainment, and Denise Austin also think it's good for us to spread positivity, and I thought that was a very good newsletter to share with you all in that regard. So I hope you enjoyed that. And there's much, much more info to talk about. I'm just looking at some other interesting things. But I need to talk about more celebrity birthdays and other things that have happened today in history. And trying not to take up too much. There I am. And that's why I sent out a newsletter talking about how we can eat carbs and still lose fat. But, you know, to focus pretty much on healthy carbs. And congratulations also to 16 WAPT News for coming in third place. Y101 came in first place out here. I was listening to watching WAPT last night. And Y101 is the radio station that Ryan Seacrest, America Top 40, airs on. And they won the Ice Cream Safari at the Jackson Zoo that was scheduled for this past Saturday. But WAPT came in third, and I'm not sure who came in second. But other celebrity birthdays today is Diane Kruger, who's 36, an actress, Alex Karras, actor, 77, George Voinovich, former Ohio governor and U.S. Senator, 76, Patrick Wayne, actor, 73. I told you, Millie Jackson, 68. Jan Michael Vincent, actor, 68. Linda Ronstadt is 66. Artemis Powell, rock musician for Lynyrd Skynyrd, 64. Terry O'Quinn, actor of Law, 60. Alina Rosalind Tennant, U.S. House Foreign Affairs Committee chairwoman, Republican, 60. John Stallworth, Football Hall of Famer, 60. Joe Satriani, rock musician, 56. Kim Alexis, model, 52, one of my favorite models as a young girl growing up and as a teen. Kim Alexis, Cindy Crawford, Kathy Ireland, Cheryl T., Beverly Johnson, Amon, those are some of my favorite models when I was a young girl, teenager, young adult. Those are like some of my favorite actresses. So today is Kim Alexis. Birthday, she's 52. Willie Ames, he's 52 today. Of Eight Is Enough was one of my favorite shows growing up. Lolita David Ovich, 51, actress. Forest Whitaker is 51. Bridget Nielsen is 49. Wow, she seems like she should be older. She was very much younger than Sylvester, huh? Eddie Griffin is 44. Wow, he's only a few weeks older than me. You know, my birthday's coming up August 11th. I plan to go to the zoo on my birthday and celebrate, and then the next day go to my neighborhood park. And I most definitely should go to church that day also. Scott Foley, actor, The Unit, and Felicity. I love Felicity. That show is so awesome. He's 40. Brian Austin Green is 39 a day of Beverly Hills 90210. And Megan Fox's husband, right? They're expecting a baby, right? The Huffington Post editor-in-chief, Arianna Huffington, turned 62. I love that newspaper. Amazing newspaper. Well, we get a lot of news in that paper, don't we? Also on this day, President Harry Truman, S. Truman, was nominated for another term by the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia. And the painter Rembrandt was born in Leiden, Netherlands. And in 1870, Georgia became the last of the Confederate states to be readmitted to the Union. In 1964, Senator Barry Goldwater of Arizona was nominated for president at the Republican National Convention in San Fran. President Richard Nixon announced he would visit the People's Republic of China. In 79, President Jimmy Carter delivered a speech in which he lamented what he called a crisis of confidence in America. Though he didn't use the word, it became known as a Malay speech. 1992, Arkansas Governor Bill Clinton claimed a Democratic presidential nomination at the party's convention in New York. And this is amazing right here, and this is one of my favorite news networks. MSNBC, a 24-hour all-news network, made its debut on cable TV and the Internet in 1996. And, oh, what a sad memory this one is. Fashion designer Gianni Versace was shot to death outside of his home in Miami. Suspected gunman Andrew Philip Cunanan, right, was found dead 8 days later. That was sad, sad, sad. I was in Dallas at that time. I was still newlywed and married to my estranged, soon-to-be, I can't wait to be divorced, estranged husband, Muhammad. And I was also working at a book retailer called Half Price Books. And I remember when in Dallas, we heard the news regarding Gianni Versace, who happened to be one of my favorite designers, a horrific death, a surprise and unexpected death also to so many of us who love him and his work and love the Versace brand. And that was just amazing. And then to hear that a serial killer and someone who he had, had done this. And so this is something that was devastating news back then in 1997. 2002, Joan Walker Lynn, an American who fought along the Taliban in Afghanistan, pleaded guilty to two felonies in a deal sparing him his life in prison. So there's more, but you all just check out the AP report at Dallas News, and then you might get this news in your newspaper also. We don't get this particular day in history in the Clarion Ledger. That's the name of the newspaper here in Jackson, Mississippi. And also just a year ago, Jennifer Lopez and Mark Anthony announced they were breaking up after 7 years of marriage. And I alone did not see that one coming. Maybe some of you that was close to, I mean, up in there saw that coming. But that breakup most definitely caught me off guard, caught me by surprise. I'm looking at some Dallas new hot off the press email. I'm getting a Dallas Cowboys newsletter. I got the email from the Saints, and so here comes the Cowboys. You know, you know, can't do one without doing the other. But I'm going to continue to talk on about the walk off the weight. Ah, they're showing an image of their rookie cornerback Maurice Claiborne. He said he's going to camp. Sign or not sign? He said he's going to camp. So that's a good attitude. He's going to camp. He's like, sign or not sign, I am going to camp. And this is Cowboys rookie, Maurice Claiborne, cornerback Maurice Claiborne. So let's see what this article entailed. Cowboys rookie cornerback Maurice Claiborne said he is going to camp, signed or not. Maurice Claiborne says whether his contract is finalized or not, he would be with the Cowboys when training camp starts later this month in Oxnard, California. And this article is from John Machotti, a special contributor with the Dallas News. And you can email him also at jmacota@dallasnews.com. And he says that you hear a lot of talk about people saying I'm holding out. No, I'm not holding out. Claiborne told the Shreveport Times Friday, I'm going to camp, sign or not sign, it don't matter. Claiborne, who was selected 6th overall by the Cowboys in April, is in the same situation as the other top 8 picks. None have signed a contract with the club that drafted them. I don't blame him. He's already been verbally told he's hired, so why not? Cowboys Executive Vice President Stephen Jones said last month that the offset language was what was holding up the deal with Claiborne. The language represents what a team is required to pay a player if they are cut from the roster. There are some details to work, though. Jones said, that's what we're doing, but I don't see any reason to be alarmed or concerned. Claiborne's contract is projected to be similar to the one Atlanta Falcons wide receiver Julio Jones signed last year. Jones, who was a sixth overall selection in 2011, inked a four-year, $16.2 million deal. After missing all organized team activities and minicamp, rehabilitating and surgically repaired left wrist, the 5'11" cornerback out of LSU said he was looking forward to finally hitting the field with his Cowboys teammates. And he cannot wait. Claiborne said that it's been a while because of my wrist. So far, so good. It's getting healthy, and I'm ready for camp to start. So those of you that think that he's holding out, he is not holding out, and he said he's going to camp if he has inked a deal or not. And, wow. And there's another interesting article. Then I see if you all seen Tyson Chandler on the cover of, is it ESPN? I was just so in awe of the picture. And he's like one of my favorite athletes, and honestly, I never look at him. Like, he's handsome, but I know he's a happily married, not only my favorite athlete, one of my favorite athletes, but he's a happily married man also. So I never, like, look at him and like, oh, wow, this sexy image. But have you all seen his cover? I think it's ESPN Magazine. It's like a skin issue of athletes. Woo! Hot, hot, hot. Wow. There's an article or topic discussing if Jerry Jones is a bad GMI or not. You know, I think he's awesome. And this person that is writing this article said he is still an awesome general manager. I think he's awesome, too. So this is something that I'm looking at in on DallasNews.com. But I had received that email, so I had to share it. And it's more interesting topics. And, you know, I've been hearing something about Terrell and child support and jail. So what's the 411 on that story? That's interesting. And then I'm looking at an article that the same writer wrote on July 12th. That was a Thursday regarding Terrell Owens. And Terrell explains what admirable about Jerry Jones and why the Cowboys owner is a great guy. And Terrell Owens continues to wait for an opportunity to return to the NFL and recently did an interview where he again stated that he still has something to offer a team. Cowboys owner general manager Jerry Jones encouraged Owens, 38, to reach out to him for advice last month. Jones added, "He still got the ability to be quite a threat as a receiver. I would advise him that he still has got the heart, and he does, to continue to try to get on with an NFL team." During the interview, which can be viewed at DallasNews.com and within this article, Owens responds to Jones' comments. "Jerry's a great guy," Owens said. "Obviously, he gave me opportunity in 2006, and I had great 3 years there with the Cowboys. That's the type of guy Jerry is. It goes beyond just the football relationship. I think he's done that not only with myself, he's done that with a number of players who think about the Troys, the Emmons, the Michaels, Charles Haley. These relationships continue to go on even when football stops. So I think that's what's most notable and admirable about Jerry. As far as what Owens would fit on a depth chart, he says he doesn't care if he's labeled the number four wide receiver on a team. My numbers speak for themselves. Just like I said the other day, that wouldn't it be awesome if Brett Favre came out of retirement and played for a team he grew up loving, New Orleans Saints, or even the Cowboys, you know? And so Terrell says that if he's labeled the number four wide receiver on a team, that's cool. My numbers speak for themselves. It's not a matter of performance. I think everyone saw that my last year in Cincinnati, once I get on the field and play football, everything else is out of the window. In 2010, Owens caught 72 passes for 983 yards and 9 touchdowns with the Bengals. Perhaps Owens is hoping for a return to Dallas. I always thought he should have returned to Dallas or played for the Saints. But I always thought that. I thought that was a premature firing, to be honest. But he did go on to play for other remarkable teams. The Cowboys have a wide open competition at the number three receiver spot, but unlikely they'll be willing to take an outspoken and highly publicized player like Owens, someone who said in April that Tony Romo played a part in Owens' departure from the Cowboys in 2009. But, you know, I always thought that he giving the pink slip was unjustifiable. But he went on and played for Buffalo and the Bengals, so that was cool. And now he's had his surgery, and I believe he's ready, you know, and hopefully his mindset is ready. I guess that's what's important. And, you know, he lost his grandmother earlier this year also, and so on. So I'm going to go on to Facebook and see what's going on there, and there's some events that I need to mention regarding my Facebook friends. And also, Tara Harper's Paulson City in Dallas, Texas, need volunteers for Wednesday. The dogs that she is taking care of that need homes would be going to their photo shoots on Wednesday, and they need volunteers. So contact Paulson City at their Facebook page and Twitter and Tara Harper to get more information regarding that. I should have read the email off to you all, my friends in Dallas, Fort Worth, and those that have free time on Wednesday and can volunteer to transport the pooches to their photo shoot so they can look pretty for when looking for new homes. Contact to find out what you need to do in the places in directions to the photographer and so on. So, A lot of friends are up and doing their things this morning. So there's an event tonight that one of my dear Facebook friends has scheduled at the Galleria. So I want to read the information off to you all correctly. I told you about the event before. So those friends that are in Dallas and want to do something, attend a fashion event for a good cause. It's taking forever for it to come up. Like one of the BTR staffers mentioned before when teaching us and informing us and educating us. It's amazing when you're hosting a show alone and you know, you don't want that dry air out there. Oh, shout out to Fine-Tune Your Audition Material that will be held tonight in New York City. Shout out to my friends that's been in New York City that will be attending that event. Thanks so much for the invite. Also, if I was in New York, I definitely would be attending these workshops on perfecting and honing one's acting skills. Very important. So happy Dallas got picked up for a second season. I am talking because I want to read off Diane Samoff's invite, but things seem to be acting kind of weird, and I don't want you all to get bored, you know. Would have been great if she had called to share with you all regarding that. Because it sounds like it's so much fun. But she's probably doing morning shows or they're just running around getting things all prepared for the event. I'm on Facebook right now. I'm on a Facebook page. Sometimes you all make comments on the page when I'm on air. Okay. If I was not on air, this would be coming up like automatically. So I see people find the Cowboys rookie story interesting. And I will play more music. Yeah, if I was in my switchboard, I would be playing more music while I'm doing this. There I am. Okay. Friend Diane Kelly Samoff. You know, Diane Kelly, if you had kids, just. Okay. To Scientific Women Who Love Shoes event that will be held at the Galleria tonight. Tonight's Tonight is finally here, and July 16th. And this was like, she told me about this event like a month ago. And but tonight is tonight for the event. And she has posted a very inspirational message also on her page. So here I come. I just want to share this inspirational message that she shared from her page. For her page is Diane Kelly Samoff, and it's S-H-M-O. Oh, my God. It's July 19th. It's not tonight. I'm so focused on not wanting to missing out on informing you all. So maybe we can get her on a show on Thursday, because that Thursday will be the topic of beauty and fashion news. So hopefully we'll get her on the show on Thursday. And because she's a very fun Facebook friend of mine who contacted me and provided me with so much info. And I told her that she definitely invited her on the show, and she definitely needs to come on and talk more about the efforts of Society of Women Who Love Shoes. And the event is not the 16th. The event is the 19th. So you have time to figure it all out and check your schedules and do your best to attend this event. And I've invited some of my friends in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, loved ones, whom I think would be interested in a fashionistas, male and female, who would like to attend this event. So the event is from 6 to 9, and it's only $10, and it includes a $10 donation and a donation of new or gently used shoes or other items to benefit families of abuse. Now you see why I was trying to make a big deal and get this information to you. There will be contests for the sexiest shoe, highest heel, most unique shoes, and a contest for men, too, regarding the best tie. And there will be complimentary hors d'oeuvres and a cash bar by Townhouse Kitchen, because that's where the event will be at. It will be at the Townhouse Kitchen and Bar at the Dallas Galleria in Dallas, Texas. Love the Galleria. Love North Park Center. Here, Valley View has changed, but I love Valley View also. I'm looking forward to traveling, returning to Dallas real soon also. Haven't been there since 05. You wouldn't think so, huh? Some people think I live there because I get so, but I get so much news and network so much with friends in not only Dallas, but Miami, New York, L.A., and so on. And I ask those locally, send me more info so I can share more info, because I do love the city of Jackson, the city I grew up in. I spent a lot of my teen years and 20s in the city of Dallas, and have always loved, been a Dallas Cowboys fan in 76, 77, and of course love Dallas, just love Dallas, Texas, period. But if you would like more information, please contact Diane at Diane, D-I-A-N-N-E dot S-A-M-O-F-F at sbcglobal.net. And when you attend an event, be sure to bring your business cards for raffle drawings, and be sure to bid on silent auction items. Okay, and again, it's going to be at the Townhouse Kitchen and Bar. Not tonight. I was doing my best not to. If it was tonight, I wanted to be sure you all knew. But it's not tonight. It's Thursday night, and it would be from 6 to 9. so you won't be out too late. Those of you getting off in the evening time, you can head on there. But it is 6 to 9. And this should be a lot of fun. Sound like it. And it's Society of Women Who Love Shoes event. And it's for healing families of abuse, one soul at a time. And so sounds like it's going to be a fun, fun event. And wear your best and sexiest and highest heels and most unique shoes. Oh, man, you should visit the Facebook page if you haven't. Like their Facebook page, because I'm amazed at the different types of shoes that that they're working with. Amazing shoes. Really. So, and also friend Diane Kelly Samoff also, but most definitely like the page. And they're planning to schedule other events throughout the country, not just in Dallas, but also in other cities, and even in Canada. Look at a great picture of David Harrison Levy. Thank you so much for your prayers and inspiration, David. And David is recovering. You know, he's been having health scares recently, so he's doing. He's going to be doing pretty good. A shout out to him and his girlfriend, Shorty Kathy. amazing entertainment personality out there in Beverly Hills. So I just wanted to share that with you. So I'm going to head on back to the switchboard because might be someone wanting to speak or share some info, and we'll talk more about walk-off weight. But I just wanted to share that. And definitely need my touch to be working effectively. My touch by T-Mobile, boy, that's my little office in the palm of my hand. So I'm headed back to the switchboard. And we have about 30 more minutes of broadcasting, and I'll play some more music also. So you're probably saying, well, I want to hear more music. And be sure to check out more awesome broadcasts that are, I didn't know Jamal Bryant had a show on Broad Talk Radio. There's a show on right now, I Hope You Fail, Freedom Doors Ministries. There's a morning show out of Houston that I have been listening to called Hit Morning Drive Time. That show is on. So it's some amazing shows. Shout out to the Judge Neil Show. Another one of my new favorite Blog Talk Radio shows. I am a big fan of many, many Blog Talk Radio shows. I'm headed back to the studio. And I mean, there's a show for every market, for almost every niche market. And if you want to create your own show, I mean, come on board. If you feel that there's something that you need to talk about and need to have a show for, then don't hesitate. You know, but it is a lot of work, to be honest. I mean, don't think that we just get on air and do this for fun. But I have yet seen anybody just do it. I mean, it is fun, but it is work, and it's all about this effective network and effective communication. It's exactly what it is, Blog Talk Radio. It is blogging, but it's in talk format. And I'm going to talk more about it and do a profile on the creator of blogtalkradio.com. And those of you that don't know, the creation of blogtalkradio.com was started when the founder of blogtalkradio.com, father, was ill. And so it is an amazing inspirational story behind the formation of blogtalkradio.com. Which only been around, like, I think since, like, 2008, blogtalkradio.com. But it is just amazing how, it's amazing just how many lives it touches. And so so no one's on the switchboard. I'm going into the chat room to see what's going on. And then I'll just go ahead and resume talking about Walk Off the Weight. I thought I was going to talk about Walk Off the Weight and then go into talking about other, like, breaking news and hot news stories. Just in case some of you wanted to share your perspective and share news stories that you figure I might not would want to know about. And other listeners might want to know about. So I'm looking at the importance of workout schedules in walk-off weight. And this is on page 78. And it talks about how crazy busy seems to be the norm these days. So it's not surprising that fitting in exercise can be tough, especially when you're just starting out. Michelle writes, I'll be giving you a sample schedule for each week's workout, but I would encourage you to adjust it to fit into your life instead of the other way around. Then you'll be more successful at sticking with it. Because it's all about your lifestyle, right? That's me talking. Here are some guidelines to follow in creating your own workout schedule. And this is about workout scheduling. Because, you know, I like to review and choose out certain parts of the book with you, also to encourage you and motivate you. Choose any day of the week as your rest day. You might decide to schedule for when your calendar is so jam-packed that trying this exercise would feel like just one more thing you need to do. Or use it as a reward at the end of the week for doing all the recommended workouts. Sometimes it may happen by default. Say when it's 9 or 10 p.m., and you're finally winding down, only to realize that you didn't squeeze in your workout. That's okay, but you'll need to be extra vigilant for the remainder of the week because you have only that one rest day. You can move the long walk to a day that's more convenient, probably on a weekend. Did a speed walk in phase two of the program. During phase one, you can rearrange your strength workouts, for instance, doing the core and lower body routines on the same day. You could even do them on the same day as the upper body toning walk. So definitely get your book and study your book and read your book and follow the exercises and document in your journal. For example, don't do the lower body routine on Monday and Tuesday. Muscles get stronger by having time to rest and repair. You could do the core routine on Monday and the lower body on Tuesday because you're working different muscles each day. In phase two of the program, you have only one toning routine, which you do 2 or 3 times a week. Again, just make sure not to do it on a consecutive day, on days. A good way to schedule these is every other day, such as Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, but no more frequently than 3 times a week. Just like strength workouts, don't do your interval workouts on consecutive days. Alternating high-intensity workouts with more moderate ones will help prevent injury and burnout. And someone asked, what if I don't have time to do an entire workout? Some is better than none is Michelle's mantra, and I hope you'll make it one of yours. If you're supposed to do a 30-minute interval walk, for example, but you have only 20 minutes, lace up your sneakers and go. You'll get more benefits from a partial walk than from none at all. You may be thinking, no, duh, but so many of us get stuck in an all-or-nothing mindset. If we can't do every last second of a workout, we think it's not worth it, and so we skip it entirely. Do as much as you can, even as little as 10 minutes will rev up your calorie burn. Boost your mood and help to make exercise a habit. And if you find some extra time later in the day, sneak in another short workout for even more benefit. And that is very interesting. So something is better than nothing. And it is important to have those rest days. Okay? So remember that. That is real, real important. Very, very, very important. So I'll share some more also before this show ends. But here is Ménage à Trois by Austin Brown.
I am in a predicament, trying to be a gentleman. She wants me back again.
Oh, I tried so hard
to be as faithful, but I wasn't able. Now it's more painful. Oh, the grass seems green on the other side, and I don't want to see what I have to leave behind. Don't make me choose to be here without you. There's no room to fit.
No room
when you fall in a kid. We find that true love can be with more than one. I'm caught in between.
Caught in between.
Oh, can't be me. I gotta choose one, but with you it's more fun.
Why this Ménage à Trois?
Hey, 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 hey.
Why this Ménage à Trois?
Yeah, yeah.
Why this Ménage à Trois?
dreams will get shot down. I'm late to the showdown.
Troubles all around.
Love of the shepherd who left from the shelter to try to find better.
Oh, the grass seems green on the other side. And I don't want to see what I have to leave behind.
Don't make me choose to be here without you. There's no room to fit.
No room
when you fall in a kit. We find that true love can be with more than one. I'm caught in between.
Caught in between.
Both can be me. I gotta choose one, but with two it's more fun.
What is the nine to
yeah.
What is the nine to
yeah.
What is the nine?
tell me I got great legs. Figure out why you make me beg. Does not compute. Does not compute. You think you're special, and so do I. Why do special women make me cry? Does not compute, sugar. Does not compute. Must be something in the water they drink. It's been the same with every girl I've had. Must be something in the water they drink. Why else would a woman wanna treat a man so badly? Think I'm kind of smart. Why must the brother stop at you before he starts? Do not compute. Yeah, do not compute. Some people think I'm kind of cute. What's your problem? It does not compute. It does not compute. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah. Must be something in the water that you. It's been the sweetest girl I've had. Must be something in the water that you. Why else would a woman want to treat a man so bad? So bad. Her name is Cassandra, and she plays like this.
Childhood favorites from the 1999 album, Something in the Water. I love that song. I like to play that vinyl LP over and over and over again. That was like one of the last LPs my late brother gave to me before his untimely death. That was the last LP, 1999. And, you know, then the next album was Purple Rain. But that was an amazing two albums. And I, like all Prince albums, I played that album over and over again, but Something in the Water, I would play that song over and over again. And it's just amazing to hear it now, live in concert in Australia. That was on May the 30th. Love that song. Beautiful song. Don't treat me so bad, baby. Love it. Why? You know, beautiful song. I love the original version and love his live in concert version also. It's fantastic. So you all heard my Reverb Nation friend, Sixstreme Woody. Time for you to send me some new music, Sixstreme Woody. I'll visit your page, but he usually emails me new music. And, of course, you all heard Menage a Trois by one of my favorite people, Austin Brown. He and his friend in the back, he and his friend Tommy Parker are awesome, and the Backpack Kids. I can't wait till they are guests on the show. You're talking about excited. I have to hold my composure, most definitely. But thank you again. Have some more to share. We still have about 12 more minutes. And you know you want to walk, and or maybe you want to figure out where you're going to be walking at. And there's an area in the book on page 46 talking about where to walk. And you can do the wild walking workouts indoors or out, depending on weather or simply your mood or preference. Here are some things to consider when choosing the locations of your walks. Outdoors, research has actually shown that you may push yourself harder without even noticing it when you exercise outside. And in addition to the scenery being more appealing, you will boost your mood and your brain power more than if you work out indoors. The great outdoors also offers lots of options for walking, parks, city sidewalks, country roads, and athletic tracks, to name just a few. Some locations will be better than others for certain types of walking. Here are some things to keep in mind when planning your route. For short workouts, if you have half hour or less, stay close to home or work. Increasing your total workout time by driving to or from your walking location may make it harder to stick with your workouts. Stay farther away from parks and trails for longer walks so you're walking more than you're driving. For interval training, try to choose routes with fewer interruptions. Routes with lots of hills, traffic, and stoplights can make interval training difficult because hills increase your intensity. You might not get adequate rest if you're climbing one during a recovery interval, and stopping for traffic or light during a vigorous interval can be frustrating and counterproductive. For speed walks, athletic tracks are ideal when you need to walk a specific distance, and the flat, smooth surface without any traffic makes them a great choice for interval workouts. However, going around in circles can get boring, so it's best to use these facilities for shorter workouts. Wherever you choose to walk, use a little common sense to avoid dangerous situations. Here are some reminders and additional steps, pun intended, that you can take to stay out of harm's way. Avoid rush hour. You reduce your risk of injury and exposure to carbon monoxide. Face traffic. If you walk in an area without sidewalks, stay on the left side of the road so you can see oncoming traffic. The exception as you come to the top of a hill or curve. In these spots, approaching cars aren't able to see you from a distance. You'd be more visible if you temporarily switch sides of the street. If you're on a two-lane road and cars are coming both ways, step onto the shoulder or off the road unless they pass. Lower the volume. If you listen to music or podcasts, keep it low or use only one earbud so you can hear if a car or another person is approaching. Skip the tunes altogether if you're in an unfamiliar area. I use one earbud when I'm walking, period. Exercise, and I'm just trying to get from A to B. Be bright. Any time of the day, wear white or bright colored clothes to stand out against whatever environment you're walking in. If you're out at night, dusk or dawn, wear reflective gear. Inform and be informed. Let someone know where you're going and when you'll be back. Know where you are and where you're going and carry ID and a cell phone. I do that also. Check. I let people know. And I always, if I have nothing on me, you better believe I have my ID on my person somewhere. And you all can guess where. And cell phone, very important, you know. So, yeah, those are very, very important. Get a buddy if you're walking after dark or feel less than safe. It's an especially good idea for someone else to be with you. Ward off dogs. If there are a lot of unfamiliar canines along your route and you're walking in an unfamiliar area, carry pepper spray or a noise maker. We like the Dazer 2. It lets out high-frequency bursts of noise that can't be heard by humans but are extremely annoying to dogs, but harmless. And then there's the indoors. Your best bet for doing the Y program inside is on a treadmill. And I need to get accustomed to treadmills, even at the gym. For some reason, I always feel like I'm going to zoom off a treadmill. I mean, I like treadmills, don't get me wrong, but I always feel like I'm going to zoom off of it. But very great. Because of the versatility it offers, if you have one at home, you can work out anytime and in any kind of weather without worrying about your safety. I have family members with treadmills. Position in it front of a TV if you need an extra incentive to get moving. On the downside, treadmills are costly, and you need to have the space for one. During the wide interval walks on a treadmill will take a little modifying since there's a lag when the treadmill speeds up and slows down. Consider adding an extra 5 to 10 seconds to speed burst to ensure that you're hitting your maximum pace for the recommended time. For instance, if it takes 5 seconds for your treadmill to hit the 4.8 mph pace you use for a 15-second high-intensity bout, that means you're really only getting 10-second speed bursts unless you lengthen the interval. Here are some tips to help you feel more comfortable on a treadmill and maximize your workout. Start smoothly. Plant your feet alongside the belt and hold on to the handrails. Wait until the speed is at least 1 mph before you can step on the belt unless your directions tell you otherwise. As soon as you're comfortable, let go of the handrails to ensure good walking form. Gradually increase your speed. Do intervals, because treadmills can't switch speed as quickly as your body. Increase your fast intervals by 3 to 5 seconds to be sure that you're at top speed for the recommended amount of time. This isn't critical for the recovery bout, since they're longer and decreasing your pace a bit more slowly won't affect your workout. Another option on the treadmill is to use the incline for your intervals. It adds some variety and is a great way to firm your legs and butt. Finish strong. After you've cooled down at a slower pace, continue to reduce the speed until the belt stops. When you get off, you may feel a bit unstable, so don't move too quickly. If you don't have access to a treadmill, other options are to walk at a mall, convention center, an office building, or even in your own home. Yes, some of our testers did this to get their workouts when the weather wasn't cooperating. These are probably best reserved for when you really need an indoor alternative. Unless it's quiet, strolling around the same space can get boring. And if there are a lot of people around, it can make it difficult to maintain your pace. But if it's the only way to get a workout on, then you do it, you know, walking at home. Michelle states that she's already stepped up and down off of a low step stool while watching TV. It's better than nothing. That's a good point. And I like to walk in place and jog in place also. And next week we're going to talk about what to look for when buying a treadmill for at home. That's on the same page, also on page 49 here in Walk Off Weight. Thank you so much for spending a little time on the whole episode. Excuse me for the pause when I was looking for that information for the fashion event that is scheduled for Thursday, July the 19th. If you want more information, definitely like Women Who Love Shoes and also friend Diane Kelly Samoff. Tell her I sent you. She was so kind to contact me and become my Facebook friend, and I can't wait to meet everyone also. So support this event. It's an inexpensive event. It's a fashion event, and it's going to be so much fun. It sounds like good food and everything. So it should be just so much fun. But, again, thank you. Remember, you can always call in. If you don't want to come in, you can call in to listen if you're not listening online at 714-409-0614. If you're interested in advertising, don't hesitate to let us know. And also, if you would like to be a guest or a guest co-host, please let me know that also. And send your media and press kits and any other pertinent info, PSAs, your offering music in MP3 and WAV form to me. You can email me. All the information is at my profile at blogtalkradio.com, Culture Shock, Inc.-Beth. And remember, also check me out also on Springer.com. I need to produce a new music set, but check me out. Check out some of the previous broadcasts that I've published. And if you're on Spreecaster, follow me. And if fellow hosts and those that have listener profiles are listening, please follow Culture Shock Entertainment Reports also here at blogtalkradio.com. If you don't have a listener profile, please create one so you can interact within the blogtalkradio.com community and especially be able to have access to the chat room so you can have a blast within the chat room. I want to shout out some of my other favorite blogtalkradio.com hosts and shows. That's Don Nicoleon, BQ and the Revolution Rant. And, you know, he's also on another new show. And also, my goodness, Sexy India, Dollhouse Radio, my goodness, the list goes on, some of my favorite shows. But shout out to everyone at blogtalkradio.com and those of you who enjoy tuning in. Again, God bless, and tomorrow we will be broadcasting at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Shout out to all the listeners, all the supporters, those of you all around the world. UK, Australia, Japan, Dubai, here in the States, here in Jacktown, everywhere. Thank you, those this show broadcast from, it's everywhere. Thank you again for your amazing support and love, constructive criticism, feedback. You are amazing. You are rocking. So, again, until next time. And Wednesday's show will be at 7:30, and we'll be talking about dating. And dating's not just for singles, right? It's for couples also. Because I always, you know, couples have date nights. I always hear the Obamas. The Obamas had a date night. We'll be talking about dating. And Cousin Linda might be sharing a date that she had a long, long time ago with a very popular person that we all are familiar with. But again, thank you for tuning in to Motivating Monday, Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Of the show will be music. We're exceeding the 2 hours of live stream and discontinue, but still have more. So, see, I'm still getting accustomed to being able to broadcast more than 30 to 45 minutes, and being able to broadcast 2 hours is amazing. So, have that extra time on occasions, I guess, past the 2 hours. So, we'll play music with the remainder of the time. Kevin Costner and his band Martin West are coming to town on Wednesday. The tickets are sold out. They're going to be at Howlin' Mills. I would love to meet Kevin Costner. They're sold out and everything. But I bet it's going to be a fun, fun event. And also, the First Lady, it was presented in not Memphis this past Saturday, but in Garner, North Carolina, the play that Todd Mock is starring in. And visit his new blog site at iamtaimak.com. It's IamTaimak, and you can tweet him also at Taimak. You know, the glow, the last dragon from the movie The Last Dragon, which he starred in with one of my favorite people, Denise Matthews, formerly known as Vanity. And remember, I haven't read her book yet, but I love networking with her and praying with her church that is based in San Francisco. I haven't called in an intercessory prayer in the past few weeks or month. I need to call this week and network and be a part of their intercessory prayer. But Denise Matthews has a book called Blame It on Vanity. And so check that out and check her out on Facebook and her website, also Blame It on Vanity. But back to Time Out. These are his blog site. I had mentioned that the play was in Memphis, but it was in Garner, North Carolina. It had been tour dates had been switched up and rescheduled and postponed and so on. So they presented the First Lady in Garner, North Carolina, and I don't know if they announced the date yet for the Memphis. So that as I see that hasn't happened yet. So check out I Am Time Out where you can stay informed and also via Twitter, so you can know about the postponement, the new schedules, and also it should be good if they add some new dates also to that for more of us to see the First Lady. But also check out his YouTube channel, I Am Todd Mock, also where you can see things. But his blog site is amazing. You pretty much get all the information that you need right there because he posts amazing videos there also. And you see his bio and not only his work in acting, but, you know, he is an amazing youth advocate and also a personal trainer also. So because I know I get some of the best tips from health advice from him, especially laying off of the white stuff, white foods, you know, breads and white rices and so on. So recently I have been replacing white foods with brown foods, like white rice with brown rice, and I need to get some couscous and stuff like that. And those are tasty replacements for not-so-healthy foods, you know. So, again, thank you. And remember, tomorrow we're broadcasting at 11 on Wednesday at 5:30 again, and Thursday would be 11 and Friday 11 also. But here's a song that I fell in love with last week. There are a couple profanity words used, like at the end, but they're, you know, they're just part of the song and not too explicit. Here's High Fashion by a group that I love, SeaWorld. Check them out on SoundCloud.com.
Ladies, SeaWorld High Fashion. Swag up Mercedes, SeaWorld High Fashion. Clothes from the 80s, SeaWorld High Fashion. Swag is amazing, SeaWorld High Fashion. I got your number, I got your fucked up. We're taking pictures and it's time for the close up. Gucci, Gabbana, Swagalicious, swag on. Designer shit fresh with the fucking tags on. Yeah, I'm high fashion, high class, I'm fly. Sipping on that drink, only stunned can buy. Caddy full of ladies for every occasion. We need to add X to this fucking equation. I got the trick, the money, and the cocaine. My girlies are so gaga, they playing love games. Parties on my jet, guests with extraordinaire. Coke on the table and the diamonds everywhere. Short dresses, email addresses. See a little swagger, now I'll show you what the best is. Born a superstar, my swagger's worldwide. Swaggerlicious, walk tall, bitch on my side. Money and ladies, SeaWorld High Fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, SeaWorld High Fashion. Clothes from the 80s, SeaWorld High Fashion. Swag is amazing, SeaWorld High Fashion. Skinny jeans, high heels, Louis Vuitton. Mine's real, I'm clear. Fresh in the game, orange beer. She's so wet, swag of a juicer. I give no fucks, rockin' punky booster. I'm voted best dressed. I I'm fresh to death. God's damn for clean, perfection in the flesh. Sea world, high fashion, get money, fuck taxes, so pretty, it's magic. I feel the beat, it's tragic. No horseplay in Sea World, Sea Biscuit and Quick Draw. Fuck with you broke dudes, you and me, all y'all. Married to the game, shotgun winning, sound off. New whip, black and black, big body, work raw. Bitch looking for faux play, photo count blow with cake off. White girl, that's wordplay, I'll be sexy, jerk off. Gucci Mane, I'm buried up. Sex money, murder. Bitches on my dick, cause I always got my shirt on. Money and ladies, Seawolf, high fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, Seawolf, high fashion. Clothes from the 80s, Seawolf, high fashion. Swag is amazing, Seawolf, high fashion. Money and ladies, Seawolf, high fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, Seawolf, high fashion. Clothes from the 80s, Seawolf, high fashion. Swag is amazing, Seawolf, high fashion.
Everywhere I go. bars is a promise to myself. Putting the bad shit up on the shelf. With whole new ways of dealing with the pain and strife. I use my past experience as a guide. I take the pain and strife and strive to live like right. That's why I need to breathe. I'm a reach for the light. I'm my own worst critic. When I spit it, best believe it, cause it's legit. I used to run from the conflicts that arise. Only to cause more pain than mine and others' lives. Life's too precious to be living in the haze. Haze affects you, and I'm stopping in my life for today. At least the stuff that I can control, and I'll leave the rest for God to control. No more of those cowardly actions. This is it, as I say, God is to the master. I will throw on a media bomb. Think the best, and I can realize where I come. Been raised right from the beginning, but you couldn't tell that my way I won't live. My face was, cause this is a brand new day that will appear to strive to be right and elevate my skill. Not just genetically, but in every aspect of my life. After 24 bars, I will start the fight. Walk the straight and narrow. Get righteous and step forward in my fresh apparel. Act as if my life is a mission. Well, it is, but only through self-infliction. I've been fooled all my life. I'm taking it for granted. That Jesus is I take the seed and plant it. Watch it grow, hopefully breaking out from status. This is it. I take it to God and the master. This is it. I mean, from the square, once in a while, but I'm quick to put that on file. Time to live legitimately and get back to society. I want to contribute positively to any possibility, whether it be by design, terminology, or in a factory. I'll be happy with whatever doors open. Of course, I'm still going to have some hurdles. That's okay, because I got the best support for my problems. Time to start stepping in the right direction and prove myself from my thoughts and my actions. I know that the world will still be as tough as it's been. Just now, I myself will no longer be a problem. God knows that I'm not lying, and that's all I need. Hopefully others will notice that there's enough water to see. I want to make life better for all with these two hands. This is it, and I'm going to try the best I can.
Jay Williams, Ill I Am, Keros. own draft.
I am legend, I am life, I am deadly. I am sharp, I am weapon, left for the right direction. I am son, I am husband, I am nephew, I am cousin. But if there is just a thing, I'll always remain nothing. I am on, I am off, on my own as I walk. I am strong, I am tough, I am over the wall. I am above overall, I am love, I am wealth. I am loyalty and a job, I am who I are. I am everything that they aren't, I am everything but a star. I am only original, I am me, I am I am down to earth, I am fly. Am I here for a reason, God? I am here to find out. I am fear, I am doubt, I am rock, I am mountain top. I am in it, cause I'm no more in the very last round. I am champ, I am crown, I am last, I am now. I am what they can be missing, I'm just thinking out loud. I am different, I am a tough decision. I am, this is where it counts. Yeah, I make a fork and inches. I am stiff, I am stern. I am that motherfucker that is not willing to learn. I am heart, I am soul. I am weight, where did he go? I am so ram rapping the game. Yeah, nigga, I am Reynolds. I am riddle, I am question, I am answer, I am lesson, well done. I am good, I am great, I am proud of who I become. I am real, I am one, and I have only just begun. I am grown, I am young, I am hoping they can keep up. I keep deep up in the hope of me to ever give it up. I have won a billion times, but it feels like I'm never up. I am tough, I am built for whatever is soon to come. I am true to my beliefs and know that I am never done. I am holding down my ceiling, wishing everyone could come. I am art, I am righteous, and I shall come something else. Yeah!
God, whom I talked with late Saturday night. Check out the interview if you missed it, plus the talk that we had in June. Here is Martin Day Woman, which was inspired by his queen, but we all can feel it. I love that song. So motivating.
True.
Simplify the essence of a queen. Simplifying my stress while enterprising my dreams. Beautiful brown skin, ass switching when she walks in the room. Swaying her hips to earth, stars and the moon. Everlasting mahogany. Photography can't capture the purity of your beauty as it grows in maturity. check on my insecurity. But be from Mother Nature's warrior, raising sons and daughters both to be warriors. You reside in my kingdom through your power and strength. Inside a land where men and women grow a power defense. I watch you in motion, divinity. I wanna keep you close to your emotional energy. You are one of a kind, baby. Something incredible. See your face every day, it's unforgettable. Kisses, lips, and everything is edible. The brown eyes now are just the gate to my soul. See, I'm usually in the driver, but you're taking control. It's cool.
The
mother
woman needs some attention from her. She needs a little bit of affection. To give her a little bit of mind. She wanna be loved. Just wanna be loved. She wants to love.
Ariel, Hermes, drip over that body, sexy caramel. You got me on this carousel cathartically. Loving that sweet brown, them kisses are fine. Beauty of my present, always in my mind. Fluorescent light shine, girl. You should be in essence, maybe ebony or jet. Cause your body's something heavenly. Singing to the melody, and this is what they're telling me. Everywhere we go, always see the bunch of jealousy. Knew that I would choose you, knew that you had intrigue. Other girls were training wheels, but you were just 10 speed. Taking model portraits. Damn, girl, you're beautiful. Amazing, captivating, and that all just follows gorgeous. Immaculate appearance. I know that God's design brought you right into my presence, so there's never interference. And the angels let us hear, baby, intervening path. So never fear the small drama in between the laughs. True.
The model woman.
Yeah.
Need some attention from her. She needs a little affection. To give her the mind. She wanna be loved. Just wanna be loved.
Yes,
you
yes. Yes. Plan to fight the foretaste, so let me wind it down. You a candlelight and foreplay, it's time that I remind you. Lay within your realm as I cultivate your brain. Don't let my past hinder you or alterate your brain. We can take the lead, baby, or we alternate and change. Cause control is not an issue, I can often take the blame. What is this? Baby, it might be something I'm not used to. Love and the fun has got a nigga feeling truthful. She like Lauryn Hill, I like Nas shit. She gotta love that DOA, I call it God shit. She likes some R&B, she listening to hard shit. But like to sit and cuddle whenever all of the cars flip. And that's why everything that she does next to me. Baby, what's your name? Just for now I'll call you Destiny. And you shall get the best of me. I'll give you the recipe. And I plan to be by your side until the death of me. True.
true. Yeah. Okay. Let's talk global economics, electronics, and chronic. Look beyond it, it's massive, the bomb sent to atomic. Riot gear, we lions here, roaring at demonic. Fear is for all the kids that's been hooked up on phonics. They say natural disasters, hawks been engineering. It's time to free your mind, your heart's been interfering. Makes you wanna be optimistic and you being so fearless. But everybody see it, it's so dark in appearance. And we stuck in three wars, 9-11, the demeanor. Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, from Haiti to Katrina. Makes you wanna be dreamers, niggas looking at FEMA. See the president. It's evident, it's all been a smokescreen to represent whatever you can see in the hope dreams and pipe dreams. The decadence that we see, it's all a torture. Enforces the rest where you be, and you've been trying to open up, and you've been trying to get free. Yeah.
It was bad with these games. All this talk of change.
Just dreaming for a better day, another way. We just dreaming for a better day, another way.
We don't need your lies. We won't compromise.
We just dreaming for a better day, another way. We just dreaming for a better day, another way.
And this is where we draw the line. We're changing.
Just dreaming for a better day, another
everything,
way. Just
everything.
For a better day. Product of my environment, workers seeking retirement. No social security, open up the conspiracy. Hold up now, are you hearing me? Running from all the tyranny, lyrically moving waters. Just know the devil ain't scaring me, fearing me don't exist. I clearly walk through the mist, endearing me with the gifts that was given. Punching my fist, the fraternal orders the list. If you started feeling the shift, the news concealing the shit. But I'm revealing the script, so pick a role at your funeral. Pick a soul that seems beautiful, change it and meme it. Then align with the stars and the numerals. Who are you, would you stand with refugees in Sudan? Or walk the streets of Japan? With knives and pistols in hand, louder so I can see you. A million rebels are equal to one nation of God. The power is with the people. No politician's description. The truth is never mixed up. So if you're ready to rise, then put your fist up. Truth.
It was fed up with these games. All this talk of change.
Just dreaming for a better day, another way. Just dreaming for a better day, another way.
Master Mexican can be found at SoundCloud.com. Thanks again for your support. I appreciate you. God bless. Until next time. Thank you again for your support. Shout out to Power 105 in New York City. Thank you for your support. Listeners tell me that you shout the show out, showing love. Thank you so much. Thank you, iHeartRadio. Thank you, Ryan Seacrest, Carson Daly. Thank you to those who inspire me, from Jesse Thompson, Lee King, Tony Brown, Tom Jordan Morning Show, Anthony Brown, et cetera. Thank you all for your inspiration. Shout out to those of you that listen to the show every once in a while or have not missed the show. Those of you that, if you miss the live broadcast, check out the archive shows. Looking forward to many of you mainstream, underground, independent artists being guests and also playing more of your music. Executives and entrepreneurs, looking forward to you all also being guests in the near future. And just everyday people looking to call in. Thank you, listeners, for your support. It's an entertainment lifestyle show, and so we never run out of topics to talk about. So thank you again. And speaking of Power 105, and also locally, the new hot hip-hop, classic hip-hop station, B-Day. Shout out to the owner and staff. Love to be part of the staff. But shout out to B-Day, awesome radio station, also JMI and KXI and all other media here in Jacktown. Thank you so much for your inspiration and playing awesome music, Jack FM, Y101, all. But most importantly, those that I network with consistently or every once in a while, I like to hear more from those that I don't hear, that don't get a chance to really talk to the way I should. And but those that I hear from almost daily, most definitely weekly. Wim, who you all know called in when Dread Days appeared, he says he's my, like, number one fan. A couple other Wims who are Facebook friends of mine, Tamara Johnson, Perry Gorton in the UK, Pili Cortez, the list goes on and on. So, and if today is your birthday, some anniversary, or you're going through something not so good, I send you hugs and kisses. But most importantly, thank you for your support. And speaking of Power 105, they're getting ready for a big a Jay-Z concert in New York City on September 30th. So I kind of feel, because to end the show, we'll end with Talk That Talk. You all know how much I love that song, Rihanna featuring Jay-Z.
Uh-huh, yeah. Ran into a rocker in my restroom. Singer slash actress in my bedroom. Got a half a ticket for a walkthrough. Everything I do is big. I talk big money, I talk big homes. I sell out arenas, I call like getting domed. $1 million voice, came through the phone. We heading to the top, if you coming, come on. I'm flying out the pizza, just to get some pizza. Fly out to Jamaica, to break a couple trees up. Sex on the beach, left love speeches. They say the money talk, tell these other boys keep up.